You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Derek Harris is a self-taught musician from North London. He decided to learn to play the guitar in his 60s, and he's been composing songs for the past 4 years. I asked him why he decided to pick up the guitar at this stage in his life.
Basically, because I've always been an avid fan of Nick Drake.
Right.
And I don't know if you know
Drake's
music. And he was a troubled spirit. And, you know, I'm also a troubled spirit too, mainly because I find it very difficult to communicate with people. So what I'm trying to do is communicate through my music. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who are not always able to express their feelings, and God's given me a gift, and maybe I've been put on this planet to share my music with people, and if it makes me happy and it makes them happy, what's wrong with that?
Where do you find your inspiration? Places, people?
Yeah, people fascinate me, because you know, when you sort of read the newspapers and things, you know, you get the complete wrong impression. I mean, I play a lot in parks and things, and you know, my music seems to draw people, and incredible things happen. Like, people come up to me, they'll either break down and cry, and I don't want people to cry over my music, or they'll come up to me and they'll say, can we hug you, Derek? Give us a hug, please. And I'll say, why? You know, and they said, just give me a hug, I want to. I'm just blown away by it all.
Where do you like to play?
I was fortunate to be asked to play at the East Finchley Community Festival. There was about 3,000 people there, and I was actually in the programme, and that was terrific.
What was the story about YouTube? Tell us.
Well, the story basically was, and this is the complete story, one night I was, what used to happen was, I'd lost my mum. I cared for her for 3 years. She unfortunately died of a form of throat cancer. And before she died, she didn't want me to see her suffer. And she really, it was just, it's terrible when you see somebody just living in the moment. And I said, don't, you know, you can't be like, you can't talk like that, that you want to go. And she said to me, well, you've always loved music, Derek. She said, go and get a guitar and have lessons. And when she died, it was just like the end of my world. And then what happened was, I used to hang out at Camden Lock because I couldn't bear to be home anymore. But in the early stages, I used to just strum away and learn chords and things. And then one day, somebody, one of these sort of assistant managers, happened to hear me. He was of a large venue in the area, and he said, we do an open mic, and why don't you come in and, you know, have a go? And I had a go, and I was absolutely dreadful. I was shaking, you know, with nerves. It was just fear. I just couldn't pull it off. And I had a friend who was quite a good musician, and he said to me, Derek, there's something there. He said, you've just got to carry on. He said, look on it as a test of character. And gradually, you know, over time, if you want to do something badly enough, you know, you just work at it. And it has, for the past 4 years, every minute, every second, I have spent trying to basically put something together. And I think basically that says it all. This is a song that's actually on my YouTube. It's called Don't Look Back. Don't look back. Don't look back now, baby. Don't you look back. Don't look back now, honey. don't look back, don't you walk away. You wanna say, don't look back, don't look back now, sugar. Hey, don't you look back. You gotta face the fact, face the fact, don't walk away. Every second's so precious. You gotta live for today. You know I love you. You know I need you. Please stay.
That was lovely. Thanks for that, Derek. That was lovely.
Thank you. And while I'm here, could I? As I'm not on computer, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the thousands of followers that have given me messages of support on my website, which is goes under Derek Harris on Hampstead Heath. They have inspired me, and as I say, without them, I wouldn't have been able to play that song today.
You're going to do another song for us. What's the song called?
This is called Searching. It was written at probably one of the lowest periods of my life. And the words probably are very indicative of that. I'm sure your listeners will be able to take it in. Baby, I'm searching. Oh, tell me, searching. I'm searching for a reason, and I just don't know what it's all about. Oh, so baby, I'm searching out of season. In a dark place, fighting my feelings. Man, I just can't tell ya, 'cause I just don't know who to run to or where to go. Oh, baby, I'm searching. Oh, I'm searching. Searching for you. And I'm searching for something to believe in. Someone who's not scheming. Or someone I can dream. High, and I find the lows to meet someone. Honey, I just don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Oh, but I'm searching, girl, searching for you.
Lovely stuff.
This is called Strange. It's quite unusual, you see.
was strange. Isn't life strange? It's just a game. And that in which I play. Oh, insane. I think this world is insane. But I'm not to blame. How can I complain? Acid rain, you damage my brain. But I can't explain. So I'm going home to your love. I think I've had quite enough. Oh, isn't life strange? Clouds, they're gathering. It's stormy and so blue. Clouds, they're gathering. Thinking of you. No, I can't take the pain anymore. And I feel like I'm being dragged across the floor. So lonely. And you know the saddest thing is when you're living inside of yourself and there's no one else. Yourself.
This needs just a quick tune. This is called Thinking About My Life. In fact, I just did this one. I did this one actually 2 days ago. It probably needs a bit of improvement, but we'll see. I try to keep every song different, you know. Anyway, let's try this one.
Thinking all about my life. stop thinking all the time. And time has passed me by, and it makes me wanna cry. And all the changes I'm only going through, oh, I hope I'll get by. And it's time like this, I need you up on my side. And I'm thinking all about my life. I can't stop thinking all the time.
If you want to do something badly enough, you know, you just work at it. And it has, for the past 4 years, every minute, every second I have spent trying to put something together. And I think basically that says it all.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.